So what are affirmations? Can through affirmations people help each other to manifest their destiny or their ability? In general, what our mind says or does has an effect on us. So if we consider affirmations as basically making our mind in harmony with our intentions. Say for example, I want to give a public speech, public talk. And if my mind is saying internally, you are going to forget things. You are going to make a fool of yourself. People are going to laugh at you. Then that kind of negative self-talk will sabotage me from within. And that, even if I have the ability to speak well, I will not be able to speak so well. So if instead I had positive self-talk going on within me, then you've spoken earlier, you can speak now also. And even if you've not spoken before, everybody has a first time. And okay, even if you don't do so well, people are not going to eat you alive. So if we have a more positive, you can learn from it and you can do better in future. So the self-talk that goes on inside us, if that is positive, that helps us. Affirmations, we could say, are a more focused and specific and repetitive self-talk. So when we want to achieve something specifically or when we want to cultivate a frame of mind, just having that kind of, that some phrase, some sentence, some assertion going on repeatedly, that can help make the self-talk positive. And in that sense, it can help us. The challenge, however, here is that when something is good, we may start believing in it excessively. The mind affects reality, but the mind alone doesn't create reality. The mind, what does that mean? That suppose I have a stone has fallen on my leg and my leg is fractured. So now if I keep thinking, my leg is fractured, what if I lose my limb, what if I become paralyzed, what if I become bedridden? The mind can go on a whole, it can just start a horror movie in our mind and we will just become miserable. But if at that time, if I start thinking, I don't have a fracture. If I have a fracture, saying I don't have a fracture is not going to remove the fracture. So the affirmation cannot be a denial of reality. Or the affirmation, if it keeps us in the denial of reality, affirmation doesn't create reality. There are certain things in which affirmations can help us to change the reality also. But sometimes affirmations are presented as if they are omnipotent. As if just by affirming something, anything can be done. There is a physical reality out there, and that physical reality can sometimes be shaped by our mind's attitudes and can sometimes be what it is independent of our mind's attitudes. So we can't let affirmations be treated as omnipotent. So we have to see individually how the affirmation works on us. If I am short, and if I start making affirmation, I am tall, but that's not going to make me tall. And so if an affirmation is something which I just know is not true and which I can't accept as true, then that affirmation is not very healthy. But if there is some truth that I do know, but somehow I tend to forget that, somehow I tend to lose perspective, and if the affirmation connects me with that truth. So suppose I have an understanding that there's a higher order to life, there's a bigger plan to life. by that bigger plan, things will work out all right. So if I have some affirmation that even when things are out of my control, they are not out of control, because there is some higher plan. So now this is something which I do have some faith in. I may not have a clear understanding, but I have faith in this. And if my affirmations remind me of something which I can accept, which I do believe, then that affirmation is helpful. So if our affirmations are affirmations of, say, higher spiritual truths, which we repeat so that we are reminded of them and so that they get reinforced within us, then it can be very powerful. In fact, mantra chanting can also be seen as affirmation. So when we chant the mantras, we are basically connecting ourselves with a higher reality, raising our consciousness to higher reality, reminding ourselves that there's a higher reality and we can connect with it. So mantra chanting can also be seen as affirmation. So affirmations are helpful if they can change our mind's negative talk to positive. And affirmations can be helpful if they are assertions that we intuitively know to be true but keep forgetting. But if they are counterfactual, then, and if we make them as omnipotent, thinking that they alone will determine reality, then affirmations can sometimes make us actually feel guilty. Because if I believe affirmations are omnipotent, and then I'm short and I believe I'm tall, and I'm not becoming tall, then what happens is our mind can be so tricky that we may feel guilty that we are not able to have faith in the affirmation. And then we already had an issue which was there, and the affirmation, instead of resolving the issue, can aggravate the issue. So we can't let affirmations be treated as omnipotent. But seen in the proper context, if they can change our mind's negative talk to positive, they are helpful. Okay.
So does that mean you're